Moinsen. Heute berichten wir über unseren Austausch.
Wait, we have to talk in English.
Anglais? Pourquoi? Und auf France?
Yes, but we have to talk in English because we can't talk with people from other country and with English we can't understand each other. Guten Tag and bonjour. Today we are at Anselm Mathieu Middle School in Avignon and we are going to present our Erasmus project called United in Diversity. My name is Iliana and next to me are Rania and Sharad and Arthur. United in Diversity, our Erasmus journey is the name of our project. First, let me tell you what Erasmus is. Erasmus is an European program that allows students to discover other countries. It supports school exchange and helps young people meet new friends and learn about different cultures.
The title of our podcast, United in Diversity, reflects the idea that people from different cultures can come together and learn from each other. Even though we speak different languages, have different traditions, and come from different countries, we can still share common values and build strong connections. It shows that diversity is not a barrier, but a strength that helps people create a united community where everyone can learn, cooperate, and grow together.
When students take part in the exchange, they discover new cultures and different ways of learning. They can visit other schools and see how education works in another country. It is also a great opportunity to improve their language skills and learn many new words. In our group, we mainly communicate in English, which helps us understand each other better, break down social barriers, and connect more easily.
First, we will speak about meeting across borders, discovering and difference and similarities. Secondly, we will speak about sharing a human history, build European citizenship. After, we will speak about growing together, from diversity to unity. And finally, the conclusions about our European journey. Enjoy the podcast and learn about our adventure.
Hello, we are Charlotte, Dylan, Lamia, Abdi, Elena, Vincent, Ramez and Nesrin. We are going to speak about meeting across border, discovering our difference and similarity between. Erasmus Plus is an European program that organizes exchange between schools across the European Union. It gives students the opportunity to discover new countries, learn new language, especially English, and meet new people.
English is a very important language for communication and cooperation. It allows people from different countries to understand each other, even when they do not share the same native language. Moreover, English is considered an international language and it is taught in most European schools, which makes it easier for students from different countries to communicate and work together.
You can have many great experiences through programs like Erasmus and school exchange. They give you the opportunity to practice and improve your English because you speak it every day with other students. It is also very useful for the future, especially in the professional world, as English is widely as an international business language.
Let's talk about our French school, which is in Avignon, France. Our school is called Anselm Mathieu Middle School, and it's a public school. In the school, about 90% of the students receive a scholarship. The school also offers various projects and activities, such as fighting against bullying and absenteeism, participating in the Erasmus Plus program, and joining clubs like the music club, theater club, and kickboxing club. In total, our school has almost 500 students.
Now let's talk about our German school, which is called IGS Osnabrück, and it is a public comprehensive school located in Osnabrück, in the north of Germany. Students from different backgrounds and different learning levels study together there. The school is involved in several educational projects. Our school slogan is, "We are different, we learn together, and we become successful." Being different means we have different cultures, different languages, and different learning levels.
But we learn together, we support each other and we try to support other countries. For example, we also have a cooperation with Viva Con Agua and we sell our own fair trade chocolate. We try to build friendship with other countries with a project, Erasmus+. That's also the reason why we are here in Avignon.
At our school, all students, no matter the level, are well weighted because we believe that everyone has their own abilities and strengths. Teachers are always supportive and we can always talk to them if we need help or advice. They encourage us to do our best and help us progress throughout the year. Every year, we also celebrate a big prom for the students who receive their diploma. It is a special moment where students, teachers, and families come together to celebrate their achievements. This event marks the end of an important stage in their school life.
When we arrived in France, we were very surprised that the French school is completely locked and surrounded by fences. Our buildings in Osnabrück don't have fences or gates at the entrance. Our schools also have different rules when it comes to homework. Indeed, at our school, we have special classes where we can do our work, while in France, it's completely normal to do your homework after school. In France, school starts at 8 a.m. and ends at 3, 4 or 5 p.m. VGS school time normally ends at 2:30 and on Friday we finish at 2. We finish 2 times a week at 4. We have long blocks that are 75 minutes and in France they have 55 minute lessons. We have a cafeteria to eat and we have many similarities like social media and music taste.
In this part we will be talking about sharing a common history and building citizenship. Our names are Andrea, Annika, Sophie, Feiza, Maïla, Phoebe, Marwan and Chibo. The history of France and Germany during the World Wars is long and interesting. France and Germany were actual enemies during these wars. The Nazis occupied the north of France during both wars. The French called the Germans the word Boche, which means wooden heads.
Let's talk a bit of our shared history for a second. The Avenir Bridge was partially destroyed because of floods and high water. In 1669, the destruction was so big that the bridge was finally abandoned. But in 1942, during the Second World War and the Final Solution, the Nazis occupied Avignon and the whole France land. They had destroyed another part of the broken bridge. German Gestapo also had a main seat in Avignon, Avenue de la République. Despite the hatred, some German and French people worked together and resigned against the Nazis.
The bridge is very important. It belongs to the World Heritage and is one example of how French and German history are connected. Maurer, Colonel Adenauer, and Charles de Gaulle, they signed the peace treaty after the Second World War. After this peace treaty, the Franco-German friendship began. Now let's talk about our other visit related to history.
On Monday, we visit the Palais des Papes. It is a big place and it's really beautiful. We learned a lot, but the most important thing is that the Palais des Papes is one of the largest and most important medieval buildings in Europe. When the Pope moved from Rome to Avignon, he lived there. Since more popes lived there, and now it's very famous for tourists to visit.
But long before Germany and France became enemies, they were both part of the Roman Empire, and at that time the Temple de Dion was built in Nîmes about 2,000 years ago. We also saw the arenas in that city where gladiator fights and public spectacles were organized for the population. We also learned that peasants and women who had fewer rights at that time had to sit at the very top of the area. The area was impressive and we really enjoyed the visit.
Now let's talk about what we French students did when we visited our German partners in Osnabrück. Well, when we went to Germany, we visited a museum called Schollenberg, where we spoke about ecology. There were spooky animals and interactive activities. There were also microscopes where you could see insects and see animals up close. This museum showed us the impact of food consumption on our planet. In Germany, activities focused mainly on ecology and on finding the solution to protect the environment. In France, our activity were more focused on history and the shared past between our two countries.
We also visited the Climate House, where there were different rooms representing various environments around the world, such as the desert, a tropical forest, and the Arctic. In each room, the temperature and atmosphere changed to reflect the real climate of this region. This experience helped us understand how different ecosystems work and how climate change can affect them. It was very immersive and interesting, which is why it was one of the best visits I ever made.
Conclude on this part, the city center of Osnabrück and Avignon are similar because of their historic monuments and all worlds. Both cities have a rich history and many beautiful buildings that tell the story of their past. During our visit, we learned a lot about
the history and culture of both places. We spent 1 week during our exchange, one in Germany and another in France. During these 2 weeks, we learned to be open to new friendships, discover new cultures, and join a new experience together.
Let's reflect on the importance of Erasmus today. These mobility experiences are essential for young Europeans because young Europeans are often on electric devices these days and most of them barely know about different cultures from other places in Europe. This helps them learn about other places less boringly in real life. This project can open doors for people that have struggled to travel because of the costs. How does Erasmus Plus strengthen the feeling of belonging to Europe? First, you can realize a lot of people are almost just the same as you, and there's no reason to feel nervous, neither scared to talk to other people.
Also, you can work together and build up more friendship and improve your openness between civilians or other students. If you are social enough, you could also make a lot of real friends from other parts of Europe. We start bonding with other people, and that's what keeps us together.
You can make friends with French and German people and make many new people. During the exchange, you can discover new cultures and visit famous and beautiful places, like we all did. Language exchanges also help you learn a little from another language while sharing your own. By learning together, we can support each other and learn from another. Sometimes we can even meet the families of your exchange partners and experience their daily life.
This project Erasmus taught me to be less shy and more confident, and it also taught me to learn English better and to be more autonomous. Now I've managed to be more open with others. Thanks to this project, I have become better. I have developed several qualities. I hope this project will continue for future participants.
If you participate in this project, you will be really lucky to have contact with students who do not speak the same language as you. The most important thing in any Erasmus project is to communicate with others, to be open to conversation, and to learn from the exchange while becoming more confident. You will be able to discover a different culture than your own and travel for free. This Erasmus project exists and was created to help you discover Europe.
We learn a lot about other countries and it helps to build bridges between people and cultures. Erasmus can help you communicate, understand others better, and become stronger and more open-minded. Through projects like Erasmus, we discover that even if we come from different countries, we share many worlds and experiences. These exchanges help young Europeans meet, learn together, and create real friendships that can last for a long time. They also remind us that diversity is not a barrier, but a strength that can bring us together.
We say thank you to everyone who made this project possible and to all the students who participated. Thank you for listening to our podcast and we hope you enjoyed learning about our experience. We also hope that more students will have the opportunity to take part in projects like this in future.
And now you will hear a slogan in English, French and German together.
Vive l'amitié entre la France et l'Allemagne.
Es lebe die Freundschaft zwischen den Deutschen und Franzosen.
Long live friendship between France and Germany.